Thank you for joining us here on the Neutral Zone. I am Phil Milani, joined as always by my esteemed colleague, my partner in crime. We're back, reunited in the studio. It's at Eric Dalala.
Phil, there were some concerned listeners.
Yes.
About where we were, why we were apart.
Why?
What was happening?
Yeah.
What was going on? What the vibe was? What the tone was?
Yeah.
All those sorts of things.
Uh-huh. Vibe and tone.
Vibe, tone, deal, situation.
Uh-huh.
Are we okay?
We're back.
We're all right.
We're all right.
We're reunited again.
Yeah. We were just trying to experiment with different things to just get the win. You know, like, okay, what if we did virtual? What if we did, you know, we firmly believe that whatever happens in this podcast translates to what's going on the field on Sundays.
And of course, we did a virtual one last week.
Yep.
And it worked.
They won.
So we did another one.
They won.
Who won?
Yeah, they won.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And, but we couldn't, we just decided.
It wouldn't be right. I missed you too much.
Last game preview podcast of the entire season.
Has to be in studio. Unfortunately, though, not all of us got the memo.
No, Ben Swanson's still at home.
Ben Swanson's sleeping.
Got a notification a second ago that he's waiting in the waiting room of the Zoom.
No, he missed a memo.
Wants to be let in. I'm not.
We're not letting him in.
Nope.
Yeah, he thought that he should be a part of this podcast, but then he can't stay on top of it.
That's right.
So if you you get left behind.
That's right.
You know, so
he, of course, Phil, as he's trying to zoom in, he's at the stock show.
The Denver Stock Show. Yes, of course.
And I think the last I heard, he was riding one of the steer through the streets of Denver.
Yeah, I think there's a little parade downtown.
Yep.
I believe future Hoff, Randy Gradishar.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Is going to be involved
he's the Grand Marshal, I believe.
He's a Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
There's really no higher honor for a parade.
That's true. That is true.
Than a Grand Marshal. So that's sort of a big deal.
And we said, Ben, head on down there, do a nice live painting.
Yeah. But he thought that he could do that and the podcast, but I don't think it was going to work.
No. There was too much. We were like, you can hear all the animal noises and.
Yeah.
Too much. But.
Bad audio.
Swanson took the petting zoo, I think, to the next level.
Stock show. I used to go on school field trips down to the stock show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was.
What was your favorite animal?
Sort of a big deal. I really don't like to pick favorites.
Yeah.
I like them all.
Yeah. What are all of them that you like?
Just all the animals.
All of it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
You get in there. I think there are some chicken, like some little chicken areas, and they let the little kids get in, you know, and run around and stuff. I sort of remember that.
Lay eggs?
Lay some eggs. Yeah. So.
That's nice. Well, I hope Ben Swanson's having fun out there.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not laying any eggs with his work.
No. You know,
like he's got to just deliver.
He was wearing a Canadian tuxedo when I saw him. A lot of denim.
Yeah, you gotta stay warm.
Yeah,
stay warm. Did he have a cowboy hat on? I think he did.
Yeah, he did. Piece of a straw hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah,
yeah.
What kind of music was he listening to?
I think some stuff about some dirt roads. It's kind of my favorite.
So. Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I was like, isn't Yellowstone filming a new season? Shouldn't you be getting back?
Yeah, he's gone.
Shouldn't you be getting back to that?
Yeah. Well, he's down at a stock show. I guess that was more important than the neutrals.
I guess so.
Today we're going to talk about what is on the line for this Broncos team come Sunday when they head off to Las Vegas. And they're hoping to shine bright in the city of lights in the desert.
The city of the desert? In the desert.
The bright lights in the desert. They're hoping to shine. Sin City.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, Sin City.
Cincinnati.
Season finale. Yeah.
We brought our best today.
Yep. And what's on the line? What is Jared Stidham playing for?
Ooh.
He says it's not an audition, but is it? You know, you kind of
like,
what do we think? We'll talk about that.
Okay.
And then also just obviously a winning season, Eric. What would that mean to these guys?
Mm.
You know, 9 wins, enter the offseason with some momentum.
With 1 win, they'll have 9 wins.
I read that in the. I think
where'd you read that?
Weekly release.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's where I saw that.
1 win.
The game notes.
one loss. Like, he'll have nine losses.
We use that.
Don't want to do that one.
You don't want to do that one. Yeah. They were like, what to watch for? Do this one. Don't do this one.
Yeah. That'd be nice if they added that, like, what to not do.
What to not do.
What to not watch.
Exactly. So we'll just get into that a little bit.
Okay.
I think later in the show, we will have a voicemail that you won't want to miss.
Yeah. Cuts to the core of me a little bit.
Yeah. I would say, you know, so much focus on Swanson this year.
Yeah.
And what he has meant to the wins and losses for the Broncos.
Yep.
But maybe there's another reason or something else going on there.
Yeah. Have I been hiding something, Phil? Is there a dark secret?
Have to stay
we'll
tuned.
Get to it.
Yeah, we'll have to stay tuned. A dark secret.
Yeah. That, a troubled past.
Yeah, we're going to bring it to light.
Yeah.
You would,
I'm scared.
Don't miss. Yeah,
yeah,
don't
you
miss.
Won't want to miss. You'll don't never miss. Guess.
You'll never guess what Eric's been hiding.
Yeah. Coming up in just hour and 27 minutes.
And, of course, you've been hiding this since... What, 2016, something? I don't
know. No spoilers.
How long
please.
Have you been hiding? Years.
Yeah.
You were going to try and take it to your grave.
Better part of a decade.
Yeah. But you've been, it's coming out. So, and then we'll have some shout outs.
Oh, yeah. A lot of guys deserving of shout outs, I think.
Yeah.
Some They did some things.
They did
and
some
we'll,
stuff this
we'll
year.
Do some shouts.
And it involves the city of Orlando. So,
the bright lights of the desert.
Yeah. Mickey Mouse.
Yep.
Goofy?
Yep.
Donald Duck?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Pluto?
Huh?
Yep. So, wow. They'll all be in Orlando.
They'll all be, okay.
And some of our shout-outs, they're going to be there, too.
They're going to be there, too. Okay. Yeah,
so
I'm excited.
It involves Mickey Mouse, Orlando, and camping.
Orlando Franklin?
Not Orlando Franklin.
Oh, different. Oh, the city of Orlando.
Yep.
Okay.
And then also, of course, some camping.
Yes, naturally.
So.
In the world.
Yeah. How's that for some teases?
That's some good teases.
You have no idea what's going to happen.
Yep.
On the neutral zone.
We'll be right back.
Eric, of course, this is a interactive show. Tell the fine people of NZ Nation how they can get involved.
I'd love to, Phil. You could leave an email at neutralzoneshow@gmail.com. You could leave a voice message.
I love voice messages.
It's 707 neutral. There'll be a little beep, and then you leave the message. We got one, as we mentioned. We'll play it later. Uh-huh. Phil, you could tweet at us directly on X, at Eric Dallala with an A, at Phil Milani with a PH.
Only nice things there.
Only please. Nice things. Both kind of non-traditional spellings, I would say, really.
Tough to find.
Yeah, I mean, better start looking now.
Yeah.
Or, Phil, you can go to the Broncos' official YouTube page. Don't go to the knockoff one.
No, the official.
Yeah, that's the...
There's a lot of fake Broncos accounts.
Yeah. If there's bartenders, it's the wrong one.
That's not the... Yeah.
If it's us, it's the real one.
Yeah. They're like, oh, they don't... That other one, they don't believe in the letter E.
Yeah.
Which I love the letter
anti-E.
E. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't spell Denver Broncos without E.
Without E. So...
That's true.
Makes you think.
And then you go to the neutral zone. You scroll down
smash
after
subscribe.
Hitting the subscribe button.
Smash it.
And you leave a comment, and we'll read it.
Right now. Eric, last week's show got 62 comments.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm
what
not
happened?
Sure, but it's possible that's a record.
Did it break the internet?
62 comments. 61 of them were about our hair.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
good.
There was one other one.
What was the other one?
That's my dream.
That's
my dream.
The hair.
Last week, we, for some reason, got off onto a tangent about whether you want to be a bruh or a dude.
Okay.
Dude or bruh. A lot of comments about that. Jordan White, 8567, dude bruh.
Yep.
Thank you. You Harris, bruh, why are people hating on y'all all the time? Stay cool, dudes.
Okay.
So appreciate
both.
That. Micmac sauce says, thanks, fellas. Micmac sauce. Let's see. This one is a bad assassin. Ooh. I love the Broncos, but what is this passive-aggressive podcasting, bruh?
Oh.
I love the Broncos, but what is this passive-aggressive podcasting, bruh? I'm 17 and can podcast better than y'all. The only good one is the one who just got back from art.
And now he's
that's
gone
great.
Again.
Yeah. He returned to the art.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah. This guy's
17.
Name is...
Bad assassin is 17.
Yeah, maybe work on being a good assassin before you start talking about.
Yeah, you want to come after us?
Yeah, you're not even a good assassin.
Yeah, the one who's back from art.
Yeah,
that's a really good comment.
It's pretty good.
Thank you very much, Dominic Cavazos. We also talked about PS5, PlayStation 5.
Yep, okay.
Apparently, it's been out, but not all of us have one.
I don't know. Okay.
No PS5.
No, I don't know.
Jesse Caffarel, Stidham to Dulcich, defenses will be so distracted.
The hair.
Because of the hair. The flow.
Fortunately, that will have to wait.
GGG15, you boys are my everything because the Broncos took everything else. Oh, GGG, that's not.
Is that sad?
I think it's a little sad, yeah. I think that 8-8, this is good. They're bringing one more win.
You don't even want anything better than that.
I think that there's a lot to be excited about.
Yeah,
is what I would say. They didn't take anything else, but nice that were their everything.
Yes, that's nice.
I think I would take that one. Let me see if there's any other nice ones because there's some really mean ones. Anthony Lucero, Eric was spitting facts.
Oh, about
Eric
what?
Eric was spitting facts.
I don't know what I was spitting about, but
J. Prez Bronk. Love you, boys. I hope we keep the content rolling in the off season.
We will.
Of course we will. What do you mean? Of course we will. And I think, Dude, this is from Rick Kolash. Dude is great. I like that.
Dude.
Yeah, 1.5. That's what I am.
Yep.
And then Marcus Parado says, this is awful. People actually watch this. Question mark, 12 replies. I think that people are missing the fact that there's a skip ahead.
Somebody in those replies, Phil, I believe said like, you don't have to like it, but I like it. Like, don't be mean about what I like.
True.
Which is, that's, I think that's a good message for the world.
J. Prez Bronx said, yo mama. Reply. And then underneath it said, translate to English. Yeah. Only real Bronco fans, not the bandwagoners. Yeah, the real ones, they like it.
That's true.
So there's a lot of Broncos content out there.
If you weren't here when this team was 3-11,
yeah, get out.
You're not gonna like this.
Get out.
Very welcoming of new fans.
No, we like the new fans.
Yeah,
and I just think that there's a lot of content out there. So
find the one
you're gonna
like.
Enjoy. Yeah, if you enjoy, you want to get involved in our jokes.
Yeah,
welcome aboard.
If you don't.
Skip ahead.
Get out of here.
Skip ahead to the real Broncos talk.
Yeah.
Because we bring both. We bring it. And we bring both. Yeah.
It's important. So.
If you don't like the banter, you are probably joining us right about now, Eric.
And Phil, I'm ready to dive into the data about the Denver data. Broncos.
DVOA, please.
Yep. Only serious football talk now.
Yeah, let's get into the next-gen stats. Many people think that that's like a separate organization that comes up with those stats. Secretly, it's just you cranking the numbers at your desk.
Yeah, I just had to. You have to make kind of like an offshore account.
Yeah,
you know, you're tax like, purposes.
What could we call this so that it can't get back to Eric?
Yeah.
And you're like something about next gen.
Yeah,
that sounds real.
Exactly. Yeah, throw a hyphen in there.
Yeah, next gen. Come on.
Yeah. Maybe say that Amazon does it.
Ooh. Okay.
Wow. Not a sponsor?
Yeah, not a sponsor. Eric, what we're talking about this week, though, is what's on the line for this Broncos team. 9 wins. I think an opportunity to end the season on a high note, winning back-to-back games in the division, Eric. It would mean that 4-2 would be the final record in division. I think that that's a big deal. And I also think that it would prove that 5-game winning streak, not a fluke, that this team has, in fact, turned the page, has built a new culture here, knocked off a bunch of these weird, wonky streaks that have been talked about nonstop over the last couple of years.
Willy Wonky.
Yeah, the new one came out, the Chalamet.
There's a new Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Oh, my. How many of these are we going to do?
I heard it's good. I don't know. Yeah, Timothy Chalamet.
Why?
The kids love him.
Is that true?
Dune.
He's a dude.
He's in Dune.
Oh, I thought you said he's a dude.
Yeah, he's that too.
Oh. Yeah.
Dune, really good.
I mean, don't we already have like five of these?
I think there's a few Willy Wonkas.
There's the OG.
There's the OG.
The Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. That with Gene Wilder.
Yep.
And then I think that there's the Johnny Depp one that came out. Scary. I don't know if people enjoyed that one as much.
Yep.
And then the Chalamet one.
Okay.
But maybe there's another one, but there's the OG with the grandparents.
In the bed.
We refer to that all the time.
Yeah. That's kind of what our office is like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We're just crammed in.
Yeah. But a family.
But nice, cozy.
Cozy, yeah.
They look cozy.
If your foot itches, I just reach out and do a scratch.
We're a family.
Yeah. Phil, stop hugging the covers.
Yeah. It's been cold.
It has. It's been a cold winter.
So anyway, these wonky the primetime road game streak, the Chiefs. There's another one that needs to get scratched off this Sunday.
Like the foot.
And the Broncos will try to itch that.
Is that the division or the Raiders?
That's the Raiders. There's
kind of one itch.
Yeah, there's kind of two. Sometimes that happens.
Itches, one
you itch your back, you itch one area, and then all of a sudden a different area starts itching, and you're like, what? That happens sometimes.
That's what happens.
Yeah. Okay. Two.
Maybe you itch two scratches with one scratch. You know?
That's a common saying.
You scratch two itches with one scratch. There you go.
Yeah.
Phil, I think there's a benefit to winning this football game and establishing that you finished 8-3 down the stretch and had a nice close to the season, that you've started to learn how to win. We hear Sean Payton talk a lot about, in this league, it's more about can you avoid losing first, and that 2/3 of games are lost instead of won. And I think this team, there's a group of teams, Phil, where it feels like they don't lose to teams they're not supposed to lose to. And maybe you don't always, maybe you're not the upper echelon, like the number one seed in the conference, but you beat the not so good teams, and then you hold your own and you try to pick a few off those top tier teams. Broncos feel like at times they've moved toward that category. And I think this would be a big one in terms of showing that's the type of team you can be, that just that solid, consistent team that you're going to take care of business and you're going to be in every football game. And this is a different challenge than playing the Chargers, who were beat up. I think they've, you know, they're ready for a transition here this offseason, whereas the Raiders are still playing hard for Antonio Pierce, trying to get him a full-time role.
Yep.
Max Crosby is still playing hard. And so this is a different challenge this week. And I think earning a win would show something about this team.
Yeah. If you go on the road and beat this Raiders team, which has a number one scoring defense since Antonio Pierce took over, a lot of players, playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. Davante Adams is still that dude on defense. And Max Crosby, he's insane.
Yeah.
His motor, it just doesn't stop. He turns it on at the beginning of the game. He turns it on. And then after the final whistle, he turns it off.
Did you see on, like the NFL mic'd up?
Yeah, the Minshew.
He kept calling Minshew a little boy. Blank boy.
Yeah.
Minshew was like, why is he so angry?
Yeah. I like it when things happen on the field and then they go over to the sideline still talking about it.
Yeah.
He's like, what's going on? Why?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, he's a nice guy. I don't know. He's kind of crazy. I would be afraid.
He does though, like we saw Patrick Mahomes kind of get emotional maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Last year where Crosby kept pushing him.
Yeah. He don't.
And Mahomes was like, why you gotta push me?
Yeah.
Don't punch me, bro.
Don't. I don't like it.
Yeah, don't punch me.
Yeah.
But that's what he does. He gets in people's heads.
And he just nonstop. So the Broncos have a big challenge this week. I think I don't want to say these two teams are like in similar positions, but their record is fairly similar. Just what they're 7-9. I think, Eric, but since Antonio Pierce has taken over, they're sort of similar, you know, in terms of
4-4.
Right about .500. And you're right, they're playing really hard. They're trying to have them remove that interim tag for Antonio Pierce. And Sean Payton talked about it this week, that this team has sort of adopted his personality. Antonio Pierce, the sort of the tough, gritty type of player that he was. And this is going to be a big test. And I think that if you look back at when the Broncos won those five games, you know, they've lost three games since that point. I think you can kind of live with a tough loss on the road against the Texans, a tough loss against the Lions on the road. Those are two good football teams. That Patriots one, that's the one where you sort of let that one slip there a little bit. But you're right. Good teams in this league, they go on, they win the games they're supposed to win. They win some tough division games. And the Broncos, they have an opportunity to do that this week and prove that, hey, they really have turned the page. And I think that's a big deal, knowing that you've – that this season, although it didn't lead to the playoffs, it still ultimately led to a culture change and that things are going to be different moving forward.
Yeah, I think if you're 9-8, you can realistically look at it and say, we were right there. You know, you pick any of these other games and just flip it, even if that's one or two plays here or there, and we could be in the postseason. And I think that when you're that close, it creates some belief. I think nationally, maybe there's a narrative that, hey, the Broncos have started to figure things out. I think internally it probably creates, in addition to that belief, some maybe players sit there all offseason and think, man, I can't believe we let that slip away. Creates some motivation, helps guys get ready for next season. And I do think that this would fall into a category of being a good win. You know, it's not, you're not knocking off a team that, like you said, has nothing to play for. You're beating a good football team that you haven't beaten in a long time. And, kind of, you know, you'd solidly put yourself in second place in the division. A 4-2 division record is kind of good. Nothing to scoff at. And it would be a big victory. And I think just kind of continue to further the what I already believe, which is that Sean Payton has made a significant difference here this season.
You're a believer.
Well, there's just the Twitter debate, and we talked about this, Phil, the other day. It's gotten to be somewhat toxic on there.
Yeah.
About this team, and this organization has not had a winning season in 7 years, and
it's a big deal,
and has not really even shown signs of life in several of those seasons. And so the fact that this team is 8-8, had a 5-game winning streak, worked its way back from 1-5 when you could have just mailed it in from there. I don't know how you look at that and don't think that progress has been made and that a culture is starting to be built. And sure, there's questions about what is a quarterback position going to look like? How do you deal with some contract stuff coming up? But I think Sean Payton has shown that he can help this team win football games. And I think a win this week would only continue to solidify that belief.
Yeah. And it kind of like just sort of helps shape the narrative a little bit. Like a 9-8 sounds way different than 8-9. Like it just, there's something about just having one more win that it makes it feel so much better. I think, like you said, if you win this one, that means you won 8 out of 3.
8 out of 11.
Eight out of 11. I mean, yeah. You went 8-3. Whereas if you lose this one, then you could sort of say, well, they went 3-4 down the stretch.
Yeah.
They lost 3 out of 4. I mean, so it just sort of helps shape the narrative here on what this team's about. And, you know, talking about changing the culture, one of the things that Sean Payton has really tried to bring to his team is a toughness, like a discipline. And he said that, look, we're going out to Las Vegas to try and win this game as if we were still right in the thick of it, as if it was, you know, in the middle of the season. You know, we don't look at this as like a final game that we're just trying to see what we got or here or there or whatever. He's like, no, we want to go out and win this game. And I think that if that discipline is there and the toughness is there, then we'll see that on Sunday. Do you know what I mean? So I do think that there's just so much that goes into this game that just helps shape the narrative heading into the off season. And look, we talked so much about the Lions, you know, from last year. The Lions won that final game. And before the game, they knew that there was nothing to play for, but they still went on the road, beat a division opponent. And so I just think that helps shape the narrative a lot. And even with free agents out there that are going to be looking at teams this offseason, if you say, hey, the Broncos were 9-8, they won 8 out of their last 11 there, that's a team I want to go play for. That's a team that's trending up. You know, winning this one really is a big part of that.
Yeah, and similar, you know, the Packers had everything to play for.
Yeah.
And the Raiders, I think, still have something to play for with their coaching situation. And I do think we'll know early you know, how motivated are the Broncos to win this game? How locked in, how ready are they? Because if you don't show up ready to play in this one, the Raiders are going to
smack
you. Are going to get after you.
Yeah.
And so this is a tough physical type of game. You got to be ready to go. I think there would be nothing better than ending the season kind of on their field, getting a win.
Victorious.
And you'd be able to go into 2024, and obviously teams change every year. You're going to have different players. We don't know what the quarterback situation is going to look like. But you would go in, you know, no longer having this Raiders thing to talk about, no longer having the Chiefs thing to talk about. And I think we've mentioned this a few times, but it would feel like a season of kind of purging some of these demons you've faced over the last few years, last half decade, and just kind of give you a fresh slate. I think the guys who are back would have an understanding of what it takes to play Sean Payton football, hopefully be ready to go a little bit earlier in the season and not fall into that hole. But I think you would look at this team going 8-3 down the stretch as, hey, they've found a way to consistently win. And I think you look back at a game like the Patriots game, for example, as more of like a blip on the radar that, we slipped up there. And because we were 1-5 to start, we didn't have the wiggle room.
Yeah.
Or you know, the kind of the grace to help us out there. Whereas, again, if you lose this, I don't want to say that the narrative of the whole season rests on this game, but I do think from an optimistic standpoint, it would feel different getting this one.
Yeah.
Just in terms of how the message is shaped moving forward.
Yeah. And it's still the Raiders. I mean, it's this is still a rivalry game that you want to just go and get your first win in that stadium. You know, the Broncos have not won on the road against the Raiders since 2015. So snap that skid, win against the Raiders. I think that there's a lot that can come from this game. And you mentioned it a couple times there, Eric, the quarterback situation. Jared Stidham says that this is not an audition in his mindset, but in a lot of ways it sort of is. I mean, I get why he has to say that. You know, like I think that what you don't want to do if you're Jared is go into this one thinking in the back of your mind that you're making it way bigger than it actually is, or like you're trying to say, I got to go out there and shine and it's all about me and I got to do this and that to prove this or that. You can't go in there thinking like that. You got to just stay within yourself, stay within the game plan, play for your teammates, know that this is a team sport, and then you'll have that success that you're looking for. Whereas if you go in thinking it's too big of it and making it just this huge deal, then that's the wrong approach.
Yeah. I mean, I do want to, like, just to set the table, if you will, for people listening. There are a lot of reports out there about what could happen. What has been said publicly by Sean Payton is that there's not been a long-term discussion with Greg Penner and George Payton yet about Russell Wilson's future.
Yes,
so that's worth noting.
Set that table.
And then what he said about Jared Stidham is that these are important snaps, but he hasn't gone into kind of the nitty-gritty of can he be the starter next year? Are they looking to add to the quarterback room? None of that has been discussed yet. I'm sure at some point those conversations will be had and he'll be asked those questions. But I do think, generally speaking, a guy who has only had 3 starts in, 5 years? Any snaps you get are big just to prove kind of who you can be, what you're capable of. I think you've mentioned it. Nobody wants to be the backup. He wants to be out there. And so, you know, we don't know what the Broncos' decision-making process looks like. We don't know what their intended plan is for next year at quarterback. But what you do want to do if you're Jared Stidham is at least
give them something to think about.
Yeah, make them consider you as, oh, hey, should Jared Stidham be our guy or be an option? And so that's kind of where I think these snaps count. I don't think it definitively, you know, if he goes out there and throws 4 touchdowns, that'd be great. I don't think it locks anything in either direction. I think there's a lot of offseason that's going to play out here and a lot of different directions the Broncos could go, but I think you're right. If he goes out in there and performs well, the Broncos, at least you would think, would have something to think about in terms of what they want to do with Jared Stidham.
And I think that Jared Stidham coming to the Broncos as the past offseason was a big priority, and the main reason why, and Sean's brought this up several times, is that he was really impressed by the way Jared played in those 2 games last year. And he's like, look, these were live bullets. This was not just a preseason game. This was a regular season game against two good teams. And he was really impressed with the way Jarrett played. This is that same opportunity just a year forward to go out there and make another impression like that. So I do think that these are important games for Jared. Like you mentioned, when you don't have that many opportunities, when you do get them, you really got to make the most of them. So Jared does not want to be a backup quarterback. Nobody dreams of being, you know, not on the field. Everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to be that guy who's leading his team to victory. I believe it was you, Eric, that asked Jared Stidham, what was it like to lead this team to the promised land of a victory at home against the Chargers? And he talked about going into the locker room and texting his wife, celebrating with the guys, being one of the dudes, being a bruh. And, you know, that feels good. You know what I mean? And so Jared wants to be that. And I do think that when you go out there and you play, like, look, he's going to go on the road. He's going to play against his former team. It's a really good defense. There's a lot that sort of is stacked up for this game that if he goes out there and plays really well, you're going to think, man, this guy showed that those two games last year, those weren't just fluke things. He's a guy that we're going to have to really consider here. And, you know, you got to think about long and hard, hey, maybe Jarrett can be that guy. And that's sort of what I mean by maybe auditioning or just giving him something to think about. You want to go out there and play well.
Yeah. Yeah, I was screaming in the postgame.
You were yelling. Jared
did it!
Yes. I think you had a cake made.
Yeah.
Is that true? Like
quickly.
After the game? Yeah, you had one
called
made.
Called my bakery guy.
Got him a credential.
Yep.
Brought it right into the press conference
right
room.
There. It was nice.
And then did everybody sing or was that just you?
Just kind of me to start and then everybody kind of slowly joined in.
Joined in. Kind of like a slow clap.
Yep. And then I like stood on the table.
Oh, you stood up?
Yeah.
You toasted him?
It was just kind of like you get into the song.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And you had a crown made up? Is that true too?
I think people got false. A little carried away with.
Oh,
you know,
oh that was too
the
much.
The details, they just
got it.
Get foggy.
Yeah. I mean, it was just jubilant scene there started by
trust.
You. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, the first time in 5 years.
You said that right, huh?
Yeah.
What game was it that he...
It was the Auburn Tigers.
Auburn.
Against the Purdue Boilermakers.
Purdue. Okay.
Yeah, and I believe the win. Music City Bowl. He threw 5 tubs.
Is that in Nashville?
I believe so.
I believe that's a Nashville contest.
Yeah,
he threw 5 tubs
roads.
In that game. If he goes out and does the 5 tubs again, you'll sing.
Yeah, we'll sing in the press conference room.
You'll sing in the press conference room for real.
I would say two things in regards to this game for Jarrett. One, because there's limited tape out there, I think it's still you're still learning what he can do well. You know, how does he, if he throws a pick, how does he react?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
If Max Crosby comes free, how does he handle that situation? Does he make an ill-advised throw? Does he find a way to get rid of the ball? Yeah, does he step up in a throw and take a hit? I mean, those are the types of things I think you're probably still learning about Jarrett. And when you see a guy in game action, you know, hey, you're up 7 points at the end of the game. How does he run the 4-minute drill? You're down 7 late. How does he run the 2-minute trying to catch up here?
Saw a little bit of that before halftime last week.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Hit a wide open Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, but that's the type of throw in rhythm. You know, give your guy a chance.
I like that.
That was a nice little series there, and he got a quick out route on the next play to get just like 3 or 4 more yards. Didn't take any chances, but those are the scenarios that. And Sean Payton talked about that in regards to that 2-minute drill. That was impressive by Jarrett, and you want to see these little scenarios, right? You know, can he help the Broncos after halftime find some success? Like, can they get better there?
Oh, yeah.
I thought the lack of three
third
and outs
quarter.
Against the Chargers was a good sign, but can you keep that up? And just how does he react in different situations? I think that gives you these data points as you're moving forward. And then the other thing with him is in my opinion, if Jarrett is going to be the guy or a guy that you consider to be the starter, you know, potentially, this is a type of game he should win.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm going to win this one.
And not to say that it's an easy game by any stretch. I think it'll be a tough game. I think it'll be
a
close game.
I do, too.
Like you mentioned, a really good defense, a division rival that's on the road. But if you're looking at a guy that, you know, Sean Payton has talked before this season, hey, I'll be mad if we don't make the playoffs. And so we know the goal is to get back to the playoffs to win the division. If you want to do those sorts of things, this is the type of game you need your quarterback to be able to win, right?
Yeah.
And so to me, that's part of the evaluation is, I know QB wins is not a stat, but can Jarrett Stidham help you win a game like this?
Yes.
And if you know, last year when he was with the Raiders and they played the Niners, it was like, oh, a great performance against the Niners.
Still lost.
But like that Raiders team wasn't necessarily prepared to beat that team even with good quarterback play. Whereas I feel like this week, can you show, hey, with Jarrett Stidham, we're capable of beating the Raiders on the road, which needs to become probably a consistent thing if you want to take a step toward competing in the division. And so that to me, you talk about all these situational things, but that could very well be a good check in his column of, hey, he beat these guys.
Yeah. And also, I think that there's a lot that goes from week one to week two, like just see a little bit of improvement in certain areas, you know, the timing with some of these guys, and then also the leadership part of it, too, because it can kind of be a little bit weird when you are put into that situation that Jarrett was in, and then you want to be that leader, but you don't want to, like, overstep your sort of your role. And then now it's week two. How does he handle some of these situations? Like, Eric, I think to myself, like the two false starts when you had first and goal from the one, you know, how does Jarrett, as a quarterback who's sort of leading the whole offense, how much does he get on those guys after something like that? It can kind of be a tricky thing where, you know, you want to be that leader, you want to show those skills, but you also have to sort of understand what your role on the team is. So now that it's a second week, it's a second game for him, how much more is he rah-rah on the sideline? How much more is he sort of saying, like, we got this, we're going to go do this, some of the things that you want out of a starting quarterback, does he put those on display a little bit more that he's now a little bit more comfortable playing in his second game? Or, you know, just some of the natural jitters I think that you would have, like that first drive, you know, he pulled the ball down and ran a little, got hit, sort of took him a second to like sort of ease into the game. Does he come out now, first drive, boom, he's ready to rock and roll, that he's got this game under his belt? I'm interested to see some of those things, that what changes for Jarrett from week one to week two. And, you know, you mentioned the scenarios. I think that Jarrett did a lot of good things to not beat himself. Protected the football. This is a huge thing for Sean Payton. Protect that football and you're going to be in a lot of games. And the other thing he did was he didn't take any killer sacks. You know, he was able to step up into the pocket. If he did get sacked, it wasn't like just a complete drive ender. He didn't drift very much. It felt like he had good pocket presence for a guy who was just making his third career start.
Yeah. I mean, the one Khalil Mack where he pushed Ben Powers into him, into the drive.
That's
but
a tough situation.
I don't think that was really Jarrett's fault.
That was a third down.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so. But, like, what kills some of these drives and has been an issue for the Broncos sometimes when they've had these prolonged three and outs is something will happen, where whether it's a penalty, whether it's, like, a tackle for a loss on something or a big sack, something like that. That sort of just makes it so you're so far behind the chains that it's really hard to get back and get the drive started. And Sean Payton talks about, like, drive starters, like going out there, getting a couple of easy plays, just get a little bit of rhythm. I thought that Jarrett, for the most part, did a pretty good job doing that last week against the Chargers. Now can he continue that against a better defense, I would say?
Yeah, and he played fine, and I think played well. And now it's time to see, can he take the next step? And a lot of young quarterbacks, which I know he's not young age-wise, but just in terms of starts, they get the benefit of, hey, here's a whole season to try, like Bryce Young this year. You're like, okay, well, by the end of the season, does Bryce Young show something? Jarrett doesn't necessarily have that luxury at the moment, and so he's probably got to show a bigger jump from his first start to second start than maybe, you know, like a rookie would. You know, and so That's just kind of the scenario he finds himself in, and hopefully he can take a step this week.
And Sean talked about, hey, even in practice, they're entering new territories with Jarrett that they haven't really experienced before. One example of that is like using the silent count and shotgun. They didn't really have to do that last week playing at home. Now they got to work on that with the crowd noise and everything. There's just a lot more on a quarterback going on the road. Hey, what if your headset doesn't work right? What if you can't quite hear her properly? You know, what if the playbook or the game plan is a little expanded this week? Are you able to deliver all the, you know, what you need to do as a quarterback when it's really loud? Are you an effective communicator out there? All of those things, you know, we saw the Broncos have to burn a timeout against the Chargers. Is that part a little bit cleaner? There's just a lot of different things that you want to see what Jarrett can, how does he handle all these different things? Because that's what's on the plate of a starting quarterback in the league. And if he's going to be the guy moving forward, you got to see, hey, Jarrett's able to do these things. And so I think this is a good opportunity for him to go out there and play against an improved team on the road and a team that he must really want to beat, because he talked about it. Hey, I practiced against these guys all last year. Now he's got an opportunity to come in as a starter and actually beat them in a real game. So there's a lot that's going on here that it's going to be a good evaluation. You know, the Broncos, whether or not, you know, they've discussed their plans or whatever moving forward, they're going to know a lot more about their situation and what they have in Jarrett after Sunday's game.
Yeah, and if he goes out there and balls out, Phil, makes the offseason a little
bit more...
In
front of fam or no?
Yeah, I think so. It makes the offseason more fun for us, for people, you know, fans to discuss, just because it opens up the possibilities, and you may not know what the heck the Broncos are going to do. And
If it was two bad teams, Eric, and he just played well against bad teams, or like it was just sort of like not a new challenge or something like that, maybe there's still some question marks there. But this is a really good defense that's going to present a lot of different challenges. Yeah. So one way or another, you're going to know more.
Yeah, they just beat the Chiefs on the road 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so it's a capable defense that knows him well. It's going to be fired up. So it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited, and of course, in the business that we're in, Eric.
Like to talk.
This is good. Quarterback talk, off-season speculation, hypotheticals. This is right in our wheelhouse.
What we like.
And you know, it's going to be interesting, and I think that as we've gotten to know Jarrett a little bit throughout the year here, you're rooting for the guy to, you know, make the most of his opportunities, because it's kind of a cool situation. You know, you're back up, you're learning, you've got this potential. Now you got a chance to go out and show it. So, it's what nice storylines are, you know, they're made of this kind of situation.
Oh, yeah, of course. No doubt.
The underdog who prevails when his number's called.
Four.
Yeah. Hey, where's four? Get your helmet. Yeah. I'm ready, coach. You put on your helmet, you run out there. What's going on?
The team carries you off on their shoulders.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. It could be nice. You take that Al Davis flame and you're like, yeah. Broncos. You plant it in the.
Wow. It's big now, I think.
Yeah. The flame is huge. Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Be hard to pick up.
That stadium, it kind of feels like the Death Star a little bit, huh?
It does, yeah.
What do you got to be like Luke Skywalker to go in there and get
Jared's kind of got the hair, right?
For the Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that situation, who would be Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I think Sean, right?
Sean? I don't know. Well, Jared played with Tom Brady for a while.
Yeah, but is Tom Brady
Brady's
be
a minority
there?
Owner, maybe, with the Raiders, so he wouldn't want to help Jared. I don't know.
No.
Because, like, sort of like a mentor, like somebody who is also a Jedi.
Oh, I see.
You know, well, somebody from the past who comes back to...
Sean used to be a quarterback.
That is true. He set some records
Davis
over there.
Webb was a quarterback. Yeah,
that's true. But it's usually someone, like, who was around. I don't want to say dies, but that comes back and then
who
provides
retires,
a mentor.
Unretires?
And then it kind of like, you got this, Jared. Remember...
Oh, got it.
Your checks.
You know? Fun to see, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. In the huddle, like maybe right before the snap, or maybe before the snap.
Who's Yoda?
That's Sean Payton.
Oh, I see.
That's Sean Payton. He's more like Yoda. Tom Brady.
But Tom Brady's on the bad side.
Let's just pretend in this situation he's not the minority owner.
That he's not?
That he's not the minority owner.
Okay. So why is he there?
He's there because he's come back to mentor Jarrett.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, from their time in New England together.
Isn't New England also bad?
Yeah, but not on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just then you would say Jarrett's bad then, too. because he played for New England.
Maybe like a Kylo Ren situation.
Oh, see, you just don't know. You don't know what's happening.
I'm not well versed enough in the Star Wars.
Yeah,
I could just say something wrong.
But you know Luke.
Yeah, that's my
you
guy.
You know Obi-Wan.
That's my guy.
Yeah, you know Obi-Wan. Yeah,
who's Jar Jar?
There is no
you Jar. Are kind of no, like Jar Jar.
No. Don't put that on me. Nobody wants that on me. Yeah, it's none. I'm more of like the original three movie kind of person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the cool ones.
Jabba.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt. I guess if anything, I'd probably be more like Han Solo.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
probably people what I would say. Yeah. But people say that.
Oh, maybe I'll be Han. You could be Chewbacca.
People usually say Han.
You kind of make those noises in the office.
I kind of like cool, edgy.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they kind of say about me.
That's true.
Yeah. And then like you guys.
You could be Han. Vince wants I could be Chewbacca since he's kind of hairy.
Exactly. He's hairy.
Small
he's
warm, Chewbacca. Very small.
Yeah, small Chewbacca. Yeah. But like, you know, like you guys are all going to go on the road and I'm like, I'm going to go with you. And then I get frozen.
Yeah.
You know, and then.
That's true. Yeah, we're all going to take the Millennium Falcon to London.
Yeah, exactly. And I just left.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. But I don't know who pilots it with
Han. I think
Han.
They seal it at one point, don't they?
Oh, I kind of forget.
Could be wrong.
But Han is like the pilot of
yeah.
Millennium Falcon. So
that's true.
Yeah, well, I have to say they're trying to go into that Death Star and get their first win.
I love Star Trek.
Man, those are going to get some comments.
People are going to be mad about that.
You thought 62 was a lie last week. Just don't wait until this week.
Well, maybe Swanson's like an Ewok.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just out in the woods.
Yeah, like a little fuzzy bear.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Yeah. Only around to celebrate.
Yeah. He's a happy little guy.
He's a happy little guy. That's true. That's a nice comp.
Yeah.
Good comp.
Thanks.
You know, that's your Star Wars comp.
Happy?
Yeah.
I think I'd take Ewok.
Oh yeah, happy
for sure.
Is good. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
I think I'm kind of like C-3PO. Kind of
really?
Like a dork.
Big dork.
I'm like,
little
here's
stiff.
A stat.
Little stiff.
Yeah.
No.
Made of gold.
Yeah, made out of gold. That's
or whatever
true.
He's
yeah,
made
there you
of.
Go. Yeah, I don't know.
Who's really trying to say?
Who really knows?
Yeah.
You don't really know. All right. Any shout out? Should we do shout outs or should we do the voicemail first?
Let's do the voicemail.
Okay, let's get to the voicemail. This is from our good friend and dear member of NZ Nation, Zach with a C.
Greetings, guys. It's Zach with a C. Happy New Year. Let me tell you, it's going to be a long off season. The conspiracy theories are starting right now. I just want to come at y'all with this one. Eric is very quick to point the finger at Ben Swanson not being... or being in the building, and that being the bad juju that has the Broncos losing all them games. But let me ask you this question. What season was it that Eric Delilah showed up to the Broncos media center? If my calculations are correct, it was 2016 after the Broncos won the Super Bowl. So is Eric Delilah, in fact, the bad juju with this team? Or is he working on the inside, conspiratizing, backroom deals and backroom magic or something, you know, and that's what's keeping the Broncos from winning. And let me tell you, Eric, I got a long off season, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I got a lot of months and a lot of time. I'm going to be researching you. Anyhow, guys, I'm just messing with you. Hope y'all have a happy new year. Hope the Broncos have a happy new year. It can't get much... Well, it can't always get worse. But we're starting fresh in 2024. I think that's what the mojo needs to be, is fresh 2024. And we're just going to go get them next year. And we're going to roll country!
Thank you very much, Zach. That was a very entertaining voicemail. Of course, great to know that the kid is doing very well.
Yeah, just screaming.
Thriving. I like that.
That's good.
And... makes you think about you, Eric. I don't know. It's come to light here that we've overlooked some details about your past.
Yeah, I'm going to plead the fifth here. I'm going to consult my legal counsel.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to talk about it.
And I'll get back to you with a prepared statement. At this moment, I have no further comment.
Oh, really? Got it. Okay. Phone calls were not immediately returned from the office of Eric Delilah.
Right.
So at the time of publication.
That's correct.
Got it.
I have nothing to say. You can't prove anything.
Well, I do think that you have mentioned on this
causation.
Show we've gone back and digged into the files and have confirmed that you did start in 2016. That has been...
I can confirm that. That's public record.
That is public record, so...
It's true.
It's been spoken on this show before. I know you... Well, yeah. So you're talking now.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
You just gotta...
Yeah, go. You didn't do it. It was not your fault. It
wasn't my fault.
There's many, many other people who have joined after the Super Bowl, and it's really...
Really
impossible that...
What you should be looking at here is not... 2016, because the Broncos still had a winning record.
That's true.
Who started in 2017? Who started then?
There you go. I don't know. We're going to have to go...
Yeah, we'll have to look at the
file. Staff directory.
Yep.
Identify some individuals.
Who was it?
And just blast them on here.
Yep. We'll have to get back.
Yeah. See if they have any comments. You know, because 16, that still winning record, beat the Raiders in the final game that year. So
Trevor Siemian?
Yeah.
Trev. No fly?
Yeah. Although that year, Christmas night, raining, Kansas City, Don Terry Poe threw that touchdown, burned into my brain.
That's true. That was a sad day.
That was sad. But then they came back the next week and finished upright.
That's right.
And we remember that.
Beautiful.
Winning season. So, all right, Eric. Zach, I guess thank you for your phone call. And that's pretty sharp that he knew.
How did he know that?
He knew that.
So, but look into the 2017,
sharp,
Zach. Look into that.
Yeah.
You're looking in the wrong place.
And keep also a Happy New Year to Zach, too.
Happy New Year.
And his family.
And the baby.
Yes.
Which is probably like a full-grown adult at this point.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe they put on some Cocoa Melon there in the background next time you call in.
What?
You know? Cocoa Melon, yeah.
Is that like Bluey?
Yeah. It's just
more of a bluey guy. That.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You like the accent?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, should we get some shout-outs?
Let's do it. There's so many.
Okay, a shout-out to the Broncos Pro Bowlers.
Ooh.
Pro Bowlers.
Yeah.
Justin Simmons.
Justin Simmons.
Second Pro Bowl selection.
Second Pro Bowl selection.
Pat Sertan, the second. PS2.
Second Pro Bowl selection.
Second, back-to-back years.
Pat Sertan, the second Pro Bowl selection.
Second Pro Bowl selection again.
Again.
Yeah. And then also Marvin Mims Jr.
Ooh, little rook.
A rook, fifth Broncos rookie to make the Pro Bowl.
Good old Rook got himself a Pro Bowl.
Rook got himself a Pro Bowl. Had that touchdown return against the Dolphins.
Nice.
He's a returner, we should mention. Not as a wide receiver.
No.
So maybe, Turner.
Maybe they put him out
maybe
there.
In the future.
Nice.
In the future.
A couple alternates, Phil.
Quinn.
Miners. Michael Burton.
Michael Burton. I think that they saw that play last week, and they were like, get this man.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they're like, we've already picked the starter. And then he's like, fine, make him an alternate.
Make him an alternate.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah. Sean Payton said that play reminded him of the Benjamin Watson.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not sure what you're talking about. It's tough for a champ that's sort of the play you always think about.
Yeah.
Caught from behind there.
Just run one more yard, champ.
One more. Yeah. That's a lot of running, though. A
lot of running. More running for Benjamin Watson, though.
Yes, more running. Yes, that is true. But he didn't have to make the interception.
That's true.
That took some effort, too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But it was a straight line.
Yeah. That's true.
Champ, I think, to this day, says he didn't ease up.
He says he did not ease up. I don't know what the tape shows.
And probably a good thing that back then you didn't have as many cameras, right, in terms of the old touchback. You don't want that.
Oh, you mean because he fumbled a little, maybe.
He did a little baby fumble.
Think, oh, yeah, yeah. I do think the Broncos scored after that.
They did, touchdown. Right away.
So it's sort of a cow's opinion. It's moo. It's mood. Yeah.
Exactly.
So it doesn't... Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Anyway, but congratulations
on
those
Michael
guys.
Bird.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Jerry Jeudy threw a little block there.
Yep.
So nice to see the whole team is like saying, hey, we're
in this.
We're in it.
We're stiddy.
Two blocks for
LJ.
On that one play, two blocks.
Ooh.
Kind of like the itch
like
situation.
The itch scratch.
Yeah, exactly.
A little scratch.
You call Burton and he'll take care of it, the whole thing. And Quinn Miners, he obviously brings that attitude,
he
that
pushes.
Mindset. Yeah, he's one of the best pushers in the whole NFL.
Yep, that's true.
But that grittiness, the nastiness, you want that in your O-line.
Yeah.
play one and you got Quinn up in your face, you're like, this is going to be a long day. That's what you're looking for.
Maybe if he gets in, he can go to, like, I know at Disney there's some, like, whitewater raft, rapid
whitewater,
splash mountain, some whitewater.
Back in his natural habitat.
He'll feel right at home.
Yeah, whitewater. That's true.
We should mention, Phil, Courtland Sutton did not make the Pro Bowl. A lot of touchdowns, Phil. The rest of the stats don't
Ten touchdowns.
Match up, unfortunately, but you...
It was a nice season for Courtland Sutton. I think that the Pro Bowl, Eric, it's a nice accomplishment. It's a nice honor, you know, but it's not the end all be all.
That's right.
And I think that if you're Courtland Sutton, you've got a lot to be proud of. Return to his form. This is the real Courtland Sutton.
He stood up.
He made some of the craziest catches I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's true.
And
you've seen some crazy catches.
I've seen really all the catches. And he's made some of the craziest ones.
And he's made them.
And he's the one in Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yeah. Woo. Yeah, that's true. The one in L.A., it's the Chargers, back of the end zone.
Kansas City?
Chef's kiss. Oh. Yeah. Kansas City? It's the stuff that dreams are made out of.
That's true.
So probably a little bit disappointed.
But not discouraged.
No, that's
it's
right.
It's important.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the cool things about the Pro Bowl, though, Eric, is that you go down there, if you're like a Marvin Mims,
yep.
You get to just be a sponge and just soak in the knowledge, rubbing elbows with some of the best of the best.
That's true.
And you're going to come back a brand new person.
Maybe he talks to Tyreek, learns how to do some of those.
Rejuvenated.
Ooh.
Yeah. Cheetahs don't get hurt.
See some animals at Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom, of course. Not the bird area.
No, bird's bad.
Scary.
It's true.
But he's nice going to go down there and he's going to learn, you know, from some of these guys. And he's going to be able to just, this is big for Marvin. I'll just say that. It's big.
Excited for him. Congrats to Marvin.
Yeah.
But we should also mention Pat Surtain is also the Broncos' Demaryius Thomas Team MVP award winner.
Oh, that is true, yes.
Back-to-back for him.
Team MVP, yes.
As voted on by the PFWA chapter in Denver.
And for those of us who don't know, PFWA is...
Pro Football Writers of America.
Of America.
Of Denver.
Of Denver, which is in America.
And I think at least one local bar keeper.
Really?
They've allowed
the barkeepers to get involved in the mix.
I think that it was a nice kind of crossover sort of situation.
Yeah. Like a pint and a pint?
One pint, one vote.
Yeah.
Got a pay for play situation.
Got it.
Yeah. And Mike McGlinchey. Darren Williams, good guy award winner for dealing with the media.
Dealing with. Oh, yeah. Interacting with, you got to deal with, huh? Yeah, yep. Yeah. Of course, some of the best answers.
Oh.
You need a nice little quote for one of your little typey types.
Yep, for a little blog. I'm like, let me just head on over to Mike McGlinchey Lane.
And then he delivers.
Yep. And he's like, what do you need? I'm like, give me one of the good ones.
Yeah.
He fires up the old engine.
He always likes to get right up to that line about what would be acceptable on a family podcast.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
With some of his answers, some of the word choices.
That's great.
He goes right to that edge, and he delivers some passion.
He's perfect with the media.
Yeah.
Couldn't ask for anything more.
I would just
give it to him forever.
Oh, forever.
Yeah.
Just start making those plaques.
Yeah, as long as he's here, maybe even when he's not, just give it to him.
Yeah. Yeah, just forever.
After he's retired, I'm like, I need a quote. Let me just call old Mike up. The senator.
Yeah, some people call him the senator. That's because he...
You don't, but some people do.
Oh, I call him a senator.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. He's very polished in terms of the way he carries himself, the way he talks. For example, the Broncos sign him as a free agent, right?
Post-game
He comes on in as a free agent.
Uh-huh.
We do a nice little interview with him. Really get, you know, some hard hitters.
Eric, yeah, of course.
He doesn't flinch, you know? He didn't blink at all during the interview.
Uh-huh.
Some really good answers. Then I don't see him for like
years,
few weeks,
decades.
Okay, I don't see him for a little while. Next time I bump into him, hey Phil, what's going on?
Oh, that's classy.
That's big.
Big for you.
In my world, big. Okay.
Well, he was like,
this guy is sharp.
Yep.
And he
recognizes talent.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He's like, it's nice to be around guys like this sort of upper echelon. You know, that's what he said. He said something like that to me, but.
That's what he said. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, gosh, nice to meet a peer finally.
Yeah. In terms of height.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're the only one I look up to.
I look up to him.
It's close.
Yeah. He's huge. He's definitely two people. I'm one and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fair.
But he could have a future in politics for sure.
Yeah. Well, shout out to him for good guy winning.
Yes. That's a nice award, I think.
And shout out to Liz Gerald's, Phil.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The community, they're chugging along.
Doing some of the nicest community.
Now a lot of grants.
Oh, yeah.
To a lot of organizations.
Yes.
Colorado focused.
Yes. Very nice. Yes.
I believe more than $5 million.
This season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Impressive.
That's a lot. That makes a big difference.
That is close to your salary, which, as we know.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, almost.
That just kind of puts it in perspective how
it does. It makes you
impressive
think.
It is.
Yeah, that's true. That puts it into perspective.
That's what does
yeah.
it. Yep.
Makes you think. So, nice there. And also, maybe shout out to Jokic.
Oh, boy.
I mean, they're on a roll now, Eric.
Okay, yeah.
They're doing some nice things now.
Yeah.
This is when championship teams, they start to align. They start to put themselves in a position to go
going.
On a run.
Yeah, they're not
this is the
they're
time.
Not on the run yet, but they're putting their shoes on.
Yeah.
They're carbo loading.
Yeah, then they stretch.
Yep, they're carbo loading right
and
now.
And then you go for your run. Yeah, then you stretch after, of course. Otherwise, you'll
be sore. Right, of course, that'd be bad.
That would be really bad. So, all right, anything else you'd like to talk to?
I don't think so, Phil. That
it's
was
been a nice season.
That was nice.
When will we return, Eric? When
maybe
are we going to return? We'll be back next week.
Next week. Who knows when, but next week.
Yeah. Because there'll be some season wrap-up type of things that we'll be doing. We'll talk about what happened in the Raiders game, general themes from this season. Maybe we'll hear from a couple of guys.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Could be nice.
Could be nice. Really nice.
So that'll be all coming up next week. So it's the end of the season, but the neutral zone.
Never stops.
It never stops. We're always here. So it's nice. Not for Ben Swanson.
No, definitely not.
Not for him. But for Eric Dalala, I am Phil Milani. You've been listening to...
The neutral zone.